Tales of love, betrayal, and tomatoes. An unfiltered conversation with my vegetable garden by Mary Sullivan. Engaging in gardening imparts various life lessons, but it also offers practical insights. I've encountered some harsh realities about certain vegetables, and it's time to candidly address them. Let's start with the pumpkin. You're a bit of a nuisance. Your sprawling nature takes up too much space, going rogue all over the place. I constantly have to rotate you to prevent that weird flat side that turns mealy and unpleasant. Honestly, after the initial fall fascination for decoration, you're not worth the trouble to cook. You're officially replaced by fake pumpkins. Sorry, pumpkin. Green pepper, what's your deal? Planted you and your hipster sister, purple pepper, side by side, and you both produced a few tiny peppers with thick skin. Cute, but hardly worth the effort. You're done. On the contrary, banana pepper and hot Hungarian wax pepper, ease up. As an Irish gal, I'm not well versed in handling your abundance. And could you make clear who's who? It's like a spicy roulette when tossed together. Banana and Hungarian wax, you're in, but just one plant each. Your assertiveness is overwhelming. Broccoli and cauliflower, you're like the Patty Dukes of the garden. Broccoli, you're the home-down, basic patty, and cauliflower, you're the trendy, gluten-free darling. Broccoli, I appreciate your versatility, but growing you is disappointing. Spindly, leggy, and bitter. You're out. Cauliflower, kudos for your popularity, but growing you is a futile effort. You're passive-aggressive, uncooperative, and I don't have time for that. Store-bought rice cauliflower it is, evicted from my garden. Now zucchini and summer squash, we need to talk. Zucchini, moderation suits you. Too much, and I can make zucchini bread. That's a win-win. Summer squash, not many are fans of you. You're kind of boring, weird textured, and those knobs are unappetizing. I'll keep one plant each, but no kitchen takeover, please. Eggplant, you're full of surprises. Your spongy texture grossed me out until I discovered your secret. Salting and cooking you up results in a delightful party of flavors. Grilled, pan-fried, or baked, you're amazing. You can stay. Kale, the trendy and slightly pretentious vegetable. Surprisingly, I like you. You keep giving, and I can use you in various recipes. Welcome to the garden, kale. Garlic, you saucy minx. Not only are you a generous bulb, but you also have scapes, those garlicky, oniony delights. You are definitely in. Finally, tomato. I used to dislike you as a child, but now I'm a fan, especially right from the garden. Fresh tomatoes, garlic, and basil make a transformative sauce. It's like sunshine in your mouth. I'm planting you every year in various varieties. I might even save some rotten ones for the next annoying politician. Good thing I have plenty of tomatoes.